Meredith Oakes is an award-winning radio personality, musician, photographer, and author. Her new book, Rock and Roll Woman, The 50 Fiercest Female Rockers, celebrates the women who rock in a fully illustrated tribute to these iconic musicians and bands. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Joining me on the phone is Meredith Oakes. Meredith, welcome.
Thank you.
Did you begin working on this book before the Me Too movement?
I did. I was in the middle of writing it when the news really started breaking and people started getting arrested, and I was conscious of it. And as a woman in rock myself, I had been also conscious of it for quite some time. But the thing that really surprised me is in doing the research, I found that a lot of these women had been telling their stories of what had happened to them, and no one was listening.
Did the movement affect your approach to the book in any way?
Maybe only because I was a bit more conscious of it, and I wanted to make sure that some of these stories that, whether they'd been told previously or not, that they did get heard. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's impacted all of us. You can't help but impact all of us.
Did you ever think about putting Helen Reddy's anthem in there?
I think my editor would murder me if I put Helen Reddy in this book.
Is there still sexism in rock and roll?
I think there's sexism in everything. I mean, as far as we've come, and I do think rock and roll is a more hospitable place for women. Fender Guitar just released a study where about 50% of new guitar purchases are young female players. So I think that's great. I mean, when I hear that, I feel like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I feel like, oh, my work is half done. I'm sure it still is, but I do think it's improved.
Do you ever foresee a time when female musicians will just be called musicians?
That is a really good question. I think that's true with actors. We now call everyone an actor instead of actor, actress, and people wonder, should there only be one award segment for the Oscars? I don't know. I don't even know if I would want that. I mean, as women, we do bring something to the table, to the canon, that men don't. The way we think about things, the way we collaborate, the way we ask questions. So I think we should keep it separated.
Well, there are plenty of books of lists, best of, et cetera. And your book is so much more than just a list. My favorite part is the way you connect the artists with their influences and those that they've influenced, especially the male artist influenced by the women, like Wanda Jackson influenced the White Stripes. What was your approach to creating the text to go along with these amazing photographs?
Well, I mean, I gave them the text first, and then they found the photos.
Oh.
So it kind of worked that way, which I really, as a writer, I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as having the guys in the book, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, I mean, I wanted to write a book that celebrated women, but it doesn't exclude men. Men are part of this. Men were in a lot of these bands. Chrissy Hynde's band was with male musicians and great male musicians. Wanda Jackson, had she not met Elvis, the history would be very different. Linda Ronstadt, certainly influenced by J.D. Souther, who was also her boyfriend for a time. Fleetwood Mac, my goodness, the whole thing is like the romance in the band and the breaking up. So the guys are in there for sure.
We're talking with Meredith Oakes, author of the new book, Rock and Roll Woman, The 50 Fiercest Female Rockers. Some obvious choices in there, of course, Chrissy Hynde, you mentioned, Janice, Deborah Harry. And we could all probably list 1,000 people. Well, why didn't this person make it or that person? What was your criteria for inclusion in the book?
Well, I kind of started with this idea that the arc would begin with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and with Brittany Howard of the Alabama Shakes. So I worked on this for a long time with my editors at Sterling. It was really hard to whittle it down to 50, and some of us, we really fought for who we felt strongly about. But we wanted artists who had made a profound impact on rock and roll, who most, if not all of their career was spent in rock and roll, and whose influence goes on to the test of time.
I think my biggest surprise omission was Sarah McLachlan and the Lilith Fair. Did you consider
that? Well, think about it, though. Does Sarah McLachlan, would you call her fierce? I mean, she kind of was. The Lilith Fair was its own sort of fierceness, but I think of her as a more gentle pop writer. Not that that's all she does. I don't mean to, like, diminish. I'm a fan. I love her. But then I thought, I really wanted the women who rock.
Well, since the book was published, of course, Aretha has passed away and new artists enter the scene every day. Do you see a part two or update or an addendum coming down the road?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that because I just finished writing my next book, which will be out in December, also on Sterling, and it's about Aretha. So much has been written about her, and so I took a slightly different approach. It's 4 essays about her connection to Detroit, which was really powerful, about a lot of the good work that she did very quietly, you know, under the radar, about her music, of course, because that's the essential part. And it expounds on Rock and Roll Woman, and it also sort of further explains why Aretha is a rock and roll woman.
The new book, Rock and Roll Woman, published by Sterling, is available now. Author Meredith Oakes opens with this. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was sanctified, amplified, and gratified. If Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Jerry Lee Lewis are a cornerstone of rock, Tharpe is its foundation. And Meredith, I think you could have probably dropped the mic after that sentence.
It would have been such a short book. It would have been like a haiku.
So I couldn't put it down after that. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Good luck with this book, and we'll look forward to talking to you about your Aretha book.
Thank you so much.
Been visiting with author Meredith Oakes, and for more information and a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.